Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Some 200 farmers are benefiting from a climate change training program. We'll hear more in today's program. And later, our program of the day, I'm Camille Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off, so.
Child, me don't know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. I'm call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend with phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
200 farmers in St. Mary, Clarendon, St. Andrew, and St. Elizabeth are receiving training to help them better understand the issue of climate change and how it affects their profession. The Climate Change Training Program is being implemented by the Washington-based Agricultural Cooperative Development International, ACDI, and volunteers in Overseas Cooperative Assistance, VOCA. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, has provided funding for the project. Technical Field Representative of ACDI and VOCA in Jamaica, Clifton Wilson, says training is being done as part of the government's Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change GERREACH project.
There are longer drought period, less rainfall, increased temperature, there are more intense hurricane. What we're trying to do is to assist this community in adapting to this change.
Mr. Wilson says this is against the backdrop that it's been difficult for farmers to predict rainfall patterns, which in turn affect farming.
Farmers are finding it difficult to predict the rainfall pattern, changing temperature. This training is to work in collaboration with the Met Service to provide the information to farmers that what can we expect of the rainfall outlook for the month of July, August. If the farmer will know, then they can make the necessary plan to deal with a shortage or excess rainfall.
In the meantime, Mr. Wilson says climate change is being linked to certain pests or insects, such as the beet army worm that's been affecting farmers in St. Elizabeth.
The beet army worm is directly related to increased temperature, extended drought. So we can provide this information, and farmers, along with the extension officer, can use this to forecast pest and disease outbreak.
He says farmers in St. Mary, Clarendon, St. Andrew, and St. Elizabeth are responding to training and have been contacting the Meteorological Service of Jamaica to acquire weather updates via text messaging.
So far, it has been well attended, and we're seeing a real interest. Farmers really want the information. They want to know what's going to happen in terms of weather pattern. Farmers have been texting in information to the Met Service about their individual community.
Technical Field Representative of ACDI and VOCA in Jamaica, Clifton Wilson. The proverb for this morning is Fayadea musmus tielim tinka cool breeze. Translation, fire is at a mouse's tail and he thinks it's cool breeze. This simply means to be unprepared when disaster strikes.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
We've come to the end of our program. Join us again next time. Till then, you're invited to visit our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camille Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.